It's time for today's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. I'm joined right now with head coach Bob McKillop. And coach, on a day where George Washington shot extremely well, you guys come out of here with a solid 5-point win. Your overall takeaways?
We've been in this position as a program before, so many years in the Southern Conference, where we had extraordinary conference winning records, and we attracted a bigger target than ever before, and I think that's what we're seeing right here. George Washington played a sensational game and an incredibly sensational first half, and we withstood that.
What adjustments did you talk about at halftime? Because you came out and went on a 13-0 run to take that 2-point advantage rather quickly.
Well, I went into the locker room, and my first comments, I read poetry to them.
Hey, if it works. I know you're a man of poetry, so I would take your word on that.
We were very calm. We were very reserved. We understood that we had an opportunity in that first 20 minutes, and we did not seize it. But we still had 20 more minutes of opportunity, and we couldn't try to eat it all in one bite. You know, you don't eat an elephant in one bite. And we took it bite by bite, possession by possession, and I think it was just a great execution by all the guys that played, and I couldn't be more thrilled with this victory.
You talk about execution. Brankovic on the inside, career-high 30 points. They had absolutely no answer once he was able to get it inside.
You know, that was a big dilemma in the first half, away from our bench, and they're coming with the double, and as you saw, they did not guard our four-man. They did not guard Sam. They did not guard Grant, who actually was playing the point. So we had to adjust to that and see how we could get him where they could not come with the double. And sure enough, when they did come with the double, it gave Sam an opportunity to drive baseline. And it gave several players opportunities to drive baseline. And I think Luka's ability to score from the three, Luka's ability to score from the two, from the line, and then to seal people and protect the rim as he did in the second half, I thought was sensational.
Now, I wanted to touch on Sam specifically, who you just mentioned. It seemed like he was an early catalyst during that run, freeing up movement from other guys.
You know, in the first 8 minutes, he was as good as he's been. And he was flying around on the offensive glass, flying around defensively. And then I think fatigue hit him. And he's guarding guys that he had to chase out to the arc. And as you see, 20 made one three on him. I think someone else made a three on him. Maybe it was Lindo made two of them on him. And, you know, that's tough to have to guard the rim and then guard chase the glass, chase the arc. And I think fatigue hit him in that 4 or 5 minute stretch in his first half. And he regrouped it in the second half and really gave us a great lift.
Is this another example for Lee of a team stacking up to take him away scoring-wise? We know that he's always a factor regardless.
Well, he got no room whatsoever. I mean, extraordinary how little room he gets to do anything. And as feverish as he is with his working, with his cutting, he's just not getting any space whatsoever. And, you know, the top guard on the other team is going to guard him. And he was glued to him the entire game. And thank goodness Lee did so many other things off the ball that helped us.
How hard is it to defend a guy like Bishop? I mean, he hit a shot from 40 feet away. He was in the zone in the first half.
Yeah, clearly he was in his zone. What did he have in the first half, 18?
He had 21.
21. Well, how about Mike Jones and Grant Huffman and the job that they did in the second half? He got 21 in the first half, and he finished with 5 in the second half. And I'm not sure, he took 18 shots. I would suspect he was like maybe 7 for 9 in the first half or something. He was extraordinary. Some of the shots he made, I mean, that's why LSU recruited him. And the same thing with Joe Bamizail. I mean, that's why he played at Virginia Tech, because he's that good of a player. So, I mean, they got many outstanding players, but those two certainly were the catalyst for them today.
Coach, something that's always noticeable, especially in D.C., is the Davidson faithful in attendance.
How about that? How about the great crowd we had? And I think it was spaced throughout the arena, but boy, right behind our bench, they really uplifted us. And what a terrific performance for our guys, to reward them for coming out and cheering us on.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on win number 19 on the season.
Well, thanks, Jared. And I personally dedicated this game to my Aunt Mary, who celebrated her 88th birthday today in Florida.
Thank you, Coach. Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.